Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
CDOT considers himself a man of the people. And now, he's asking for your help. Please help the drive in the latest installment of The People's Court.
All right, this is how I want to do the 5 o'clock hour a little bit differently today. I would say that Rob and I are on the same side of like 95% of the game. In fact, all of us should be on the same side at 95% of the game. Their offensive line got beat up. Their defensive line wasn't good enough. They either can't run the football or don't want to run the football and got away from it early in the game. Mahomes played poorly. Most of the talking points for this game, we should all be on the same page. Now, losing to Buffalo is not the worst thing in the world. We've seen them lose to Buffalo, but I don't think you can remove yourself from the fact that the Chiefs are in a very serious fight. The Chiefs could not have a home playoff game. We talk about the Arrowhead Invitational. I mean, they at least host the first and the second round every single year. They might not do that. Denver has played better than they've played this season. The Chargers, even with as inconsistent as the Chargers have been, they've been more consistent this season than the Kansas City Chiefs while also dealing with injuries and things that have happened. So the Chiefs find themselves in a legitimate fight. And being 6-3, as opposed to being 5-4 heading into the bye week, and now you gotta win at Denver. If you're 5-5 heading into week 11, we can't talk about you like you're the best team in the AFC. It's not a foregone conclusion that you win your division. But I'm not here to fearmonger. We got time to talk about that. Where Rob and I disagree is at the end of the first half. Rob, I'll let you go first if you would like to. Because I am on the side of the Chiefs. Now, I know how the game played itself out, but I'm on Kansas City's side. So I'll even let you go first because I would say that you are on the popular side. You are on the text line side. You are on the kingdom side. You think the Chiefs made the wrong decision at the end of the first half.
I do. I think on that fourth down toward the end of the half where they conceded and took a Butker field goal right before the half, they should have gone for it on fourth down and attempted to get 7. Now, I will explain the theory here in a minute, but first, I want this on the record. Because last Tuesday on the show, me and you applauded Andy Reid. We were very happy about Andy Reid. We said, oh, we got aggressive Andy. I even cut it, put it on the podcast page. Oh, the Chiefs have found aggressive Andy. And you and the text line were making fun of me. Who cares about the logic for how he ended up aggressive, Rob? What matters is that Andy's aggressive. It was 6 days later, and that aggression has all dried up. That aggression has all disappeared. I was frustrated by the Chiefs' decision to not go for the touchdown there. First off, I think the Chiefs made a tactical error by not running under center with Kareem Hunt. Patrick Mahomes told the broadcast crew they have a name for it. It's called the Hunt Bunt. T- terrible name, by the way. Let's workshop a new name. That's awful.
I'm telling you, I'll never call it that.
It's so bad.
I'll never ever call
it that. But you know what that play is? It's get under center, hand the ball to Kareem Hunt. They're going to get a first down. It's basically free money. Do you know what they did on the goal line in this situation? They were in shotgun. It is no longer free money. The advantage you have with the Hunt bunt is gone. So that was their first down play. Second and third down, they came up short looking for Travis Kelce. That's fine. I think in that scenario, down 21-10, you go for it. Because worst case is you're down by 11, and there are ample possessions left in the game. This is not, you know, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. This is not 30 seconds left with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. There are plenty of time, plenty of possessions, plenty of moments for you to still make up an 11. The Bills are not going to have a 15-minute drive. And you got the ball coming out of halftime. So if you do fall a little short, you can still make up for it by getting the ball back and going and scoring. So I was a huge proponent of going for it in that moment, and Andy decided to take the conservative path, and that's fine, and he kicked the field goal. I then would say, to play the results game, coming out of halftime, they went 3 and out, and 21-13 versus 21-10 is really similar when you gave the ball away.
All right. I would say I'm not that far off from you, but I think you are at least discounting the fact that I would say the Chiefs had two things in their favor. Number one, the Chiefs did what I think most people think they should do in the goal line. Now, it's important to note that the Chiefs have one timeout remaining. So you can only run the football one time with that one timeout when it is 13 seconds left. It's 13 seconds left when you end up calling timeout. So if you try to run a wildcat and that doesn't work, you got to then either try to spike it or run up. No. On first down, if I ask most people, if I walked around and polled people, hey, the Chiefs got first and goal from the 1 yard line, what do you want them to do? I bet the overwhelming consensus is give the ball to Kareem Hunt. They gave the ball to Kareem Hunt. Can we give Buffalo a little bit of credit? They stopped it. Everybody in the world knew it was coming. Buffalo, whose defensive line had been beating Kansas City all day, they stopped it. Okay, now it's second down. You call a timeout. It's 13 seconds remaining. You have to throw the ball. They then throw it on second down. It's incomplete. Now, if I tell you in the red zone, all right, it is now third down. Where do you want the ball to go? Now, I don't think it's 100%, but I think if you do a poll, a lot of people say try to get Travis the football. It's also important to note on second down, Mahomes missed Travis Kelce, who was wide open in the back of the end zone. He's wide open. Hit him. He didn't hit him. He throws the ball out of bounds. It's third down. They try to go get it to their future Hall of Fame tight end. They miss him. Now it's fourth down. It's fourth down with 3 seconds to go. Now, I think what is very important and where I would agree with you, if Buffalo gets the ball at the beginning of the second half and they got a chance to really put this thing out of reach, I'm on your side that I think it's worth the dice roll. But we're not talking about it was 1 minute left in the end of the first half where Buffalo has a chance to put a drive together and then neutralize your 3 points. You get a chance right then and there to get 3 free points with the knowledge that you are 100% going to get the ball back before Buffalo gets another chance to score. So we are talking about a maximum of 14 points that are available. All right, let's take the 3 now, and we got a chance to go get the 7 on the back end and try to get 10 points out of this extended possession. That I think too much of the conversation is being about how they handle the end of the first half and not handling the fact that in the third quarter of the game, the Chiefs ran 9 plays for 17 yards coming out after halftime. They ran 9 plays and got 17 yards. With an offensive line they've spent all of this resources for, with the Hall of Fame tight end, with the wide receiver group we have been applauding for how deep and how balanced it is and how they got big plays, right after taking the points, they did absolutely nothing. Nothing in the third quarter of the game. So I would say the Chiefs had an advantage and they didn't capitalize on said advantage. I think the Chiefs made the right decision there, taking a profit there. Let's take something on this first drive and let's try to go get something on drive number two. They just didn't get anything on drive number two, where I think you just got to give Buffalo credit. I know that maybe you don't want to give Buffalo, not you just in general, like maybe you don't want to give Buffalo outplay the Chiefs. They just beat them. It's not Andy Reid. It's not the play. They just outplayed them yesterday. Their offense was better. They did a better job controlling the line of scrimmage. They did a better job protecting their quarterback. They did a better job running the football. They did a better job getting after the other team's quarterback. They just outplayed Kansas City yesterday. So sometimes you just got to tip your cap to the other side. And this is, at least I'm willing to tip my cap to the other side and say that Buffalo, like most of the game, they had the advantage right there.
I would also say part of my frustration with that decision is circling back to what I talked about earlier with last week. I was worried, concerned, frustrated, the idea that maybe aggressive Andy was being aggressive based on game and not the analytics and what should be happening. And that's what happened. Because later in the game, they were in field goal range. It was 4th and 17. And I would have been a proponent of taking the points in that scenario.
I wouldn't have taken the points there. I actually thought they should have gone for it. I was actually on board with them going for it. I'm sorry to cut you off. The reason I was on board with it was I was thinking of that scenario. If you give Buffalo the ball back right there, I didn't think the Kansas City's defense was going to get it back. They just hadn't really shown me that they could stop Buffalo up to that point. What did they stop? Josh Allen had 3 incompletions. James Cook ran for 115 yards. They didn't really give me a reason up to that point to think that they could get off of the field. So I'm with you. It was a very, very aggressive play. But I think you had to play the odds there. With 12 minutes to go in the game and with the way that it was going, I thought the Chiefs had to roll the dice to try to get some spark going in their offense. But we're not talking about when the play that we are discussing right now, there is 30 minutes left in the game. This next play is 12 minutes left in the game. So time, score, situation, it has to change in that scenario.
And my point is this: if you're ultra aggressive in that moment, you go for on 4th and 17 because you think, hey, we gotta get a spark, we might not get another stop now. It wasn't like the Chiefs defense was playing gangbusters headed into the locker room and Josh Allen just came to life in the second half. All those things you just said about the Chiefs defense, I don't know how many stops they had left. James Cook was cooking. Sorry, I said that. Josh Allen was playing great. Like, all those same things were applicable at the end of the first half. And in that moment, with 1 yard to go for a touchdown, they decided to play ultra conservative. All the same factors are at play, different score, obviously. And in 4th and 17, they said, oh, we're going to go for it now. It just seemed like if you're going to be ultra aggressive there, why didn't the same logic apply when you're on the goal line right before half?
Text line 913-586-7965. Let us know what you think. I think the Chiefs made the right decision at the end of the first half. Rob is on the other side. Rob thinks the Chiefs made the wrong decision and should have rolled the dice and should have gone for it. I want to play this here, Rob, before we get to the hits, because I think this is really, really important. I don't really care that much about individual Chiefs games anymore. They win, they lose. It's, to me, it's always going to be about, are you playing a style of football that gives you a chance to win the Super Bowl? And I would say right now, a question that I have about their defensive line is, are you good enough? Can you consistently win at the point of attack? Can you get after the other team's quarterback? Can you limit them? They didn't do a good job of that yesterday. One of the reasons is I think what I'm about to play for you guys from Sal Capaccio, this was very, very telling from Sal Capaccio. The first thing he said was this.
The Buffalo Bills are really, really good at running the football. They have a very good offensive line. And honestly, guys, I thought they just kind of bullied the Chiefs up front yesterday. That was maybe the best I've seen the Bills' offensive line move Kansas City's defensive line since they started playing in this era.
Sal Capaccio, who does sidelines, says that the Bills' offensive line bullied Kansas City up front. That's starting to happen kind of frequently. I mean, Philadelphia bullied them in the Super Bowl. And we just saw them got bullied yesterday. We're talking about a team that has spent a lot of money on that defensive line. They just gave George Karlaftis $64 million 4 months ago. Chris Jones is the highest paid defensive tackle in the National Football League. They brought back Charles Aminihu. They just brought back Mike Pinnell. They made a trade a couple of months ago to bring back Derek Nnadi. This is a defensive line that they have handpicked, crafted, and created. And in an important game against a team that matters, in a game that really matters for them for standings and tiebreaker purposes and all of those things, they just got pushed around yesterday. And if you look at all the teams that really matter in the AFC, all of them are really, really good on the offensive line. Buffalo's got a good offensive line. Denver's got a good offensive line. And Indianapolis has an offensive line. This team doesn't really spend money on a lot of different things. They spend money on their offensive line. They spend money on their defensive line. And on Sunday afternoon, their expensive offensive line got pushed around and they couldn't run the football effectively. And their defensive linemen that they have paid a lot of money for couldn't get after Josh Allen and couldn't disrupt anything that the Buffalo Bills wanted to do on their offense. So that's number one. This is number two.
The Bills have kind of constructed their team over the last several years to beat Kansas City. And they've come close. It's been one score games. I mean, a Stephon Diggs catch or a 13 seconds misplay, whatever, different, and the Bills are the ones coming out of those games. So it's not like the Bills know they can play with Kansas City. And I understand that they haven't beaten them in the playoffs, but it's not for lack of, you know, being blown out or anything like that. And the one thing they haven't done is to get to Patrick Mahomes. And that was the difference yesterday. They got to Patrick Mahomes. They hit him and they were around him and they harassed him. And that's the difference in how this Buffalo Bills team is this year versus years past. Now, if they do play in the playoffs, I'm sure the Kansas City Chiefs will make adjustments, but so will the Bills.
This is one thing that I want to caution you guys, and Rob, you've seen it on the text line, and I've seen it on the text line. Just because something happened last year doesn't mean that it's going to happen this year. And what I give Buffalo, and I think you have to give Denver a lot of credit for what they've done, is there are teams in the National Football League that specifically make moves and think about Kansas City and how you catch up with them and how you beat them every single day. That's your job. Rob, the same way it's our job to think about how we go out and beat certain people and how you attack certain things, that's what Buffalo wakes up every day to do. You have ended their season three of the last 4 years. You'd be a fool to not, in free agency, be looking at Kansas City and what you need to do to close the gap between you and them. They are your biggest roadblock. If you're Denver, your best pathway is to win your division, have a home game, and have control over Kansas City. How are the Chiefs maneuvering, how are they operating to stay ahead of these other teams? Because this offseason, at least when it came to free agency, that's not really the energy that they have. The Chiefs' energy was, to me, comfortable. That's what it was. The Chiefs went with what they know. The Chiefs went with what they know at every single turn. They did that at running back. They did it on the defensive line. If you hadn't already played for the Chiefs, they didn't really seem too interested in you. And when they were interested, they haven't gotten great contributions from those guys. They made one big contribution on defense. They went out and got Christian Fulton. He doesn't play for the Chiefs. He doesn't play. He's a healthy DMP. They made two moves when it came to their offense. They went out and they got Jalen Moore, who is a fine player, but he's a backup for them. And I think it's obvious based on what we've seen the last couple of weeks. He's a backup offensive lineman in the league. Nothing wrong with that, but he's a backup. And then they got Elijah Mitchell. They don't think Elijah Mitchell is better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Think about that. They don't think that Elijah Mitchell, one of their big free agent acquisitions, they don't think he's better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So as other teams are gearing up for the fight and going out and signing Bosa to moves or going out and making this trade and doing these things, the Chiefs just, they didn't really try to improve their roster with outside help. Now, we'll see if that matters once it comes to January. I'm not going to say that regular season game is the end-all, be-all, but you got to give Buffalo credit. They believe that the key to beating Kansas City is getting after Patrick Mahomes, and they did that yesterday, and he played one of his worst games of his career. And a team that has spent first-round picks on offensive linemen, spent big contracts on offensive linemen, they've done all of that. That offensive line got handled yesterday by Buffalo's defensive line, and that ended up being the difference in the game. Rob, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Carrying the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, Elijah was a big offseason signing. They didn't make many offseason signings. Yes, it was one of their big moves. Of players that were not on their team last season, it was one of the biggest moves that they made. They brought in three players that were not on last year's team. Elijah Mitchell was one of them. And there was hope and optimism around Elijah Mitchell at the very beginning of this. There was hope. There was belief. And he can't play for him. We're halfway through the season, and they haven't made him active at any point. They haven't made him active. So, yeah, Elijah Mitchell was one of their moves this offseason. He absolutely was. The same way that Juju was, the same way that, yes. In fact, they're paying Elijah Mitchell and Juju the exact same contract. The same money that they gave Elijah Mitchell, they could have got J.K. Dobbins at the exact same price. For the exact same money that they gave Elijah Mitchell, they could have got Javonte Williams. All three of those guys signed the exact same contract. And I would consider J.K. Dobbins to be a big offseason signing, wouldn't you? I would consider Javonte Williams to be a big offseason signing. I don't know how you could disagree with it. He's one of the 10 best running backs in the league this year. While Elijah Mitchell is, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if Elijah Mitchell is real. He might be AI generated. I haven't seen him. I don't even see him on the sideline. So yeah, that was one of their big moves this offseason for sure. We can take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. Rob, can we play this for just a small bit? And maybe you guys noticed this a long time ago, and I'm late to the party, and I can acknowledge if I'm late to the party. Does everybody hear what I hear with Tony Romo? Tony Romo was like a restaurant that you used to go to that when you first started going, you loved the restaurant. But now over the years, you've seen the food quality dip a little bit, and it's just not the same. Like, everybody has that restaurant in their mind. Like, 3 years ago, man, you used to love this place. I don't know if they got a new cook. I don't know if it's rising prices. I don't know what it was, man. The food don't taste the same anymore. Tony Romo is bad.
And you'll see right here, hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was...
Okay. All right. This is what I think happened with Tony Romo. This is serious. This is what I think Tony Romo happened. This is what I think happened. I think Tony Romo had a gimmick. I think he had a style where he would kind of predict plays. And it was cool to see a commentator tell you what was going to happen. I don't know if people complained, but it was obvious that CBS had told him, hey, dial it down a little bit. Just dial it down a little bit. We don't like it. We don't whatever. And I think once Romo lost that, he lost all of his aura. I also don't think Romo lives it. I think Chris Collinsworth lives it. I think that Troy Aikman lives it. Greg Olsen. I think Tom Brady has actually gotten really, really good. I don't think Romo lives it. I think Romo shows up on Saturday. I think he goes to the one meeting. I think he calls the game, and I think he goes back home, which, I mean, he's showing up at work. I don't think Romo has any aura anymore. I don't think he's good. And maybe y'all guys have felt that way for the long time. I thought it was obvious yesterday. Romo's bad at this. And over the last couple of weeks, I think he's been bad. I really don't think he's good. I'm serious. I think he's really, really bad at this. And has made watching the games less enjoyable because of his commentary. We'll keep talking Chiefs and Bills coming up on the other side. If you want to chime in, we still got some time. 913-586-7965. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chiefs fans, one thing I really, really want you guys to stop doing, and I know it's not everybody, but there's one thing I really want you guys to stop doing. I want you guys to stop doing this. CDOT, that was the most vanilla game plan I've seen from the Chiefs since their early season struggles. This text has come up multiple times. It comes off like the guy that tries to go up to the girl to holler at her, and then when she says no, you're like, well, I didn't want to talk to her anyway. Stop it. What are we doing? Like, What are we doing here? The Chiefs are fully healthy, fully prepared. The Chiefs have been on fire for the last couple of weeks. Now we think they tanked it against the Bills. No, they just beat you. I don't know why we can't just give Buffalo credit that Buffalo just beat the Chiefs. I just feel like that's been a theme on the text line. Well, the Chiefs, they hold back these special plays. For what? Why? To who? It certainly didn't look like that early in the game. They had Rashee Rice doing everything. They're calling Wildcats. They're putting them in motion. They're doing all of this. Now, they just beat you yesterday. The Chiefs had opportunities to win that game. Plenty of opportunities to win that game. And they lost. I mean, this was a 28-21 game. The defense forces a punt. You remember, I was nervous about Buffalo. They get the ball back. Buffalo doesn't do anything. And Kansas City has the ball down 28-21 with 7 minutes left in the game. They just lost. It's okay. I mean, I'm sure they'll play Buffalo again or they'll play somebody again, but we don't got to do that. Like, oh, man, they weren't really trying to win. Yes, they were trying to win. They lost yesterday. Buffalo was just better than them. We've seen the Chiefs whoop plenty of ass. Yesterday, they just got their ass whooped. That happens sometimes. That's it. Like, I don't know why we got to keep doing this on the text line. Oh, I mean, that was really their C-plus game plan. No, it wasn't good enough. I don't know what to tell you. And now you're 5-4. You've lost the tiebreaker to Buffalo. You're in third place in your division. And they don't play again until week 11 where they got to go against the Broncos. If that was the case, I would have told Andy, that's a bad plan. I would try to win this game. It's kind of important that you win this game. Let's go to the phone lines. Jeff, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Thanks, Carrington, for taking my call. I appreciate it. You brought it up. I'm not sure. Andy has never been a big running back guy. I mean, maybe to Brian Westbrook. But, yeah, they definitely missed. And, actually, we don't even know if they missed because Elijah Mitchell, like you said, hasn't seen the field. But, you know, you mentioned Javonte Williams. They actually had in Dobbins for a visit but didn't sign him. Rico Dowdle's another huge one. And they just – and that's not even spending $10-15 million on a running back. That's spending $5 million. And the guy they have, they didn't do anything with. And even when you look at the draft class, a guy they could have taken, that Kyle Manung guy who's looked great, rolled up 175 yards for.
I think Jeff dropped. Sorry about that, Jeff. You call back if you can. You say it's $5 million. It ain't even $5 million. Javonte Williams signed a $3 million deal and got $1 million guaranteed. It wouldn't have cost $5 million to make an improvement when it comes to the running back position. I mean, J.K. Dobbins signed a one-year, $2 million contract with the Broncos. There were opportunities there to improve the run game, and the Chiefs just they went in a different direction. Rob, let's talk about the run game. For the first time, I don't know. I don't know if the Chiefs don't think they can run the ball. I don't know if that the Chiefs don't feel they can't run the ball. They get skittish and scared, and they go away from the run. It feels like all of those things are in play. I just don't think that their run game is special. I don't think that their run game is anything that other teams need to worry about. So, yeah, we can talk about the 4.5 yards per carry. I don't think the other teams ever feel like Kareem Hunt can break one. Isaiah Pacheco, so far this season, doesn't have a run over 20 yards. He has the most carries of any running back in the league that doesn't have over 20 yards. There's nothing that scares you about their run game. So even if the Chiefs give them 15 carries, what's the most yards you think that Kareem Hunt gets with 15 carries? 70 yards? Okay, we can live with that. That's not beating us if that's the case. So I think that's one side of it. I don't think the teams fear the Chiefs' run game at all. I also don't – I think the Chiefs get away from it. I also think at times they're not productive doing it, and it's hard to argue that they should continue to run the ball. In the second half of the game, they had 6 carries for 14 yards in the game. So I don't know if I can come on here and say, hey, you should give the ball to Kareem Hunt more. I don't know if that's the case. The one thing I am a little bit confused by, I don't know what the offensive game plan was for Bashard Smith. They've been using Bashard Smith, throwing it to him out of the backfield, using him in the intermediate passing game. He was not a part of it. They gave him one target in the game. He also got 3 carries. They tried to get Bashard Smith 4 touches. I thought when you lost Isaiah Pacheco and you lost the guy who has 12 to 13 carries a game, that you were going to divvy those carries up. It's not really what they did. They ran the ball 20 times. I guess 19 times because Patrick Mahomes had 1 carry. They gave Kareem Hunt 11 of those. They gave Worthy 1, Bashard got 1, Rasheed got 2, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire got 2. I mean, they ran the ball 20 times for 78 yards. I mean, they weren't bad at running the football. They also weren't great at running the football. You guys know, I've been saying this for months now. You guys tell me to shut up. They're not doing anything. Their offense is so drastically different when they can run the football successfully. And when their offense turns into they're not going to run the football or they can't run the football and it's Pat, go save us, that's when things start to go left for their offense. They don't need to run. They don't need to be Indianapolis. They don't need to be Buffalo when it comes to running the football. But there is a noticeable difference when teams have to respect the Chiefs' run game, when it is a part of their offense, and when it's not. And when the Chiefs just let Mahomes run around in the backfield and try to, me, throw 50-50 balls down the field that really are like 70-30 balls, that's when you can manage the Chiefs' offense. And I thought that Buffalo did a really good job for the most part of managing their offense. Rice had one great drive in this game. Hollywood had one big catch that put the ball on the 2-yard line. And outside of that, there really wasn't a lot of plays. There really wasn't a lot of things that really did a lot of damage to Buffalo. You got to give Buffalo a lot of credit for a defense to have as many injuries as they have with 5 guys missing from there. They did a good job. This is as well as a team has done against Patrick Mahomes. He was 15 of 34. It was the first time in his career that he completed less than 50% of his passes in the first half of the game. He completed less than 50%. He didn't throw a touchdown pass in this game. We spent all week talking about how dynamic this offense was and that it was back, and it was 2021 and 2022, and Mahomes was favored to an MVP. Their offense didn't really do anything. Their offense wasn't dynamic. It just wasn't very special in this game.
It feels like when it comes to the run game, I thought this yesterday watching the game. I was looking back to that 2020 game, the COVID year game, where the Chiefs went to Buffalo and they won. And it was largely because Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran well. It was like one of 2 games he ever ran well in his career. And I feel like on that day, the game plan from Sean McDermott and the Bills was, let's see if Andy can hold his water and keep running the ball to beat us. We think he's going to break. And if he breaks, we have a chance to win. I feel like that was very similar to yesterday. Sean McDermott and the Bills said, you can run on us. Because despite the fact that the Chiefs weren't running effectively, it felt like, yards per carry-wise at least, there were free yards there. 2nd and 6 is better than 2nd and 10 all day, every day. And the Chiefs did it early, And then they just kind of stopped doing it, and that played to the Bills' hand. It felt like they, being the Bills, knew Andy couldn't hold his water. He'd break and want to get pass happy. And the minute that happened, their D line and their secondary would be at the advantage. And that's basically how the game plan played out. Like, whether it's game script, Andy Reid, patience, whatever, they went away from the run yesterday as much as the Bills took it away from them.
Yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are doing anything about the run game, but just how I felt last year, priority number one needs to be finding explosiveness in the run game. That's what it needs to be. And maybe that's Breshard Smith next year, whatever it is. The Chiefs have three running backs that are all at the end of their contract. Next year, it can't be about bringing back the same running back room. No, it's your opportunity to start fresh. They had a chance to start fresh this year. They didn't start fresh. Next year, that's what it's about. You got to find some explosiveness. You don't got to spend a first-round pick. Spend a second-round pick. Spend a third-round pick. Spend some money in free agency. Let's go to the phone lines. Franklin called into the show. Hey, Franklin, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I want to piggyback off of what you guys are just talking about. It's the game plan from Buffalo. They finally got smart. They said, we're going to do what the Eagles did and what Tampa Bay did. We're going to rush four. We're going to drop seven or eight, and we're going to dare them to just run the ball. And if they don't do it, they're going to become one-dimensional. Carrington, you play Madden. The name of the game is to get the team to only pass the ball. And the Chiefs do that for the other team sometimes. They just decide, we're going to be one-dimensional. You guys have already got us to that point. I don't understand why. Maybe you guys can tell me.
Franklin, I'm with you, man. I don't have a good answer for it either. I really don't. I don't think Kareem Hunt was bad yesterday. I don't even think Kareem Hunt was part of the problem. I think Kareem Hunt is fine. That's what I just think he is. I think he's fine. I really do. I think he's fine. It was noticeable yesterday between the two teams. I don't think the Chiefs have an identity when it comes to running the football. I think Buffalo does. And I think that was part of the reason why Buffalo won yesterday. Buffalo ran it 27 times with James Cook. And they also have they have a good short yardage runner in Josh Allen. Buffalo ran the ball 33 times between James Cook and Josh Allen. And they ran it very effectively. They got 140 yards between the two of them. So they're two big dogs. We know they want to run the football with. It was successful. And the Chiefs, maybe we'll try to run the ball. I mean, if you're not committed to giving it to Kareem Hunt 15, 16 times, which is fine, then you got to try to get Rashee Rice a couple of carries. You got to try to get Xavier Worthy a couple of carries. You got to try to find some pop, some explosiveness, some big play. You got to try to keep the defense honest with the run game, and that's just not what they did. Coming up, we got Monday Night Football. It's also the start of college basketball season. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Rob. I always feel like this segment always ends up being a hodgepodge of just thoughts that I have because we usually don't have a whole lot of time because we've been yapping all the other time. So one of my really good friends, he is an assistant coach at Pittsburgh State. So I told him that I would go to a game this season. I don't know why I waited to November to go to a game, but I drove down there this week. That's the first time I've been in Pittsburgh, Kansas, Rob, in a very, very long time. You know that Pittsburgh's not far from where I went to school in Joplin. They're rivals. So I've been to Pittsburgh before, but it was real kind of, I'm coming in, we're going out, we're going. I hadn't really spent a lot of time there. So I was there. I think I went to a football game when I was in college. I don't remember it. But I think I've been to a football game one time. Let me tell you, it was a lot of fun. They got like a lot of tradition. I understand it's not a major university, but like they do this gorilla walk and their stadium's really nice and they got like a tailgating culture. Pitt State, let me tell you, two thumbs up. You guys do football right down there. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed my time at Pittsburgh State. I mean, I've already been rooting for you this season because of my guy, but I'm a root for you. You guys play UC. I know their schedule. They play UCM next week, and then they got Northwest. They play them at Children's Mercy Park. So I'm cheering for the Gorillas for the rest of the season. They beat up on my alma mater. Smoked them boys.
Is that who you saw them versus your alma mater?
Yeah,
that?
They were playing my alma mater. Then I was cheering for them. I mean, I love where I went to school, but I mean, I know somebody on the other team. I want him to be happy. I'm rooting for him.
That's your friend setting you up. Hey, come to a game. Watch the alma mater get
smoked. It was my fault. They gave me the schedule, and I could pick any game, but every game that I was going to go, it always just lined up with Mizzou. Like, I was going to go, but then they played Kansas. It was just like all of this. I was like, oh, well, let me find one. Oh, Missouri's got a bye week, and you guys are at home, so I'll go to that one. I wasn't even looking at the schedule. And then, I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that cold, but you know me. I don't like it. If it ain't going to be 65, 70 degrees, I normally don't want to go, but I was there.
You ain't going to that Pitt State, Mo State, Northwest game at Jones Mercy Park.
Oh, I mean,
that's like Thanksgiving weekend, right?
I'd also probably finesse myself into one of the enclosed areas. I could probably finesse myself in there. I am happy to tell you this, Rob. I think I have landed at where I want to stay, and I am preparing myself to make an offer. I'm prepared.
Look at you.
Now, I don't know much about this process.
It ain't cheap, I'll tell you
but
that.
I am preparing to make an offer. So on Friday after the show, me and my real estate friend, I made a list of like five places I was interested in. So I've done this three separate times. So this was the third round of me going to tour places. And you know what? I just came to the conclusion like, oh, I have my answer. You know, I just have my answer. Like, this is where I want to go. So I'm setting it up right now. We're, you know, figuring it out, the next steps on my homeowner journey that I am on right now.
That's exciting times.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a massive change in your life.
I'm ready to move. I'm ready. It's time. You know, it's time.
You'll now understand the pain. You know what I was doing a few weekends ago? Googling how to fix dishwashers.
I'm not looking forward to that at all. No part of me is looking forward to that.
YouTube made me an expert. And then my expertise fell apart. I had to call a real person. That was $140 later.
Yeah, somebody said, watch out for the fees. Oh, no, don't worry. I have been told about the fees. Everybody has told me about the fees here. I honestly don't know what the next step is. Like, I know where I want. Like, I have, you know, like when you decided what school you want to go to. So now I'm like filling out all the paperwork and you got to make an offer and you got to do all these things. So like, that's the process I'm in now. But I have narrowed in. I figured out how to get out of my lease at where I currently live. I am moving forward. in the process. I am happy that I have it picked. Because I went to...
I mean, that's the big
that
hurdle.
Is, I'm with you. Because I went to two, like the last two I went to on Friday. And I just walked in and I was like, nah, this ain't it. I just knew. The one, I was in there for maybe 45 seconds. I was in there. I already thought no. I then walked around. I was like, let's get out of here. Like, I'm not going to waste my time. I don't want to live here. It was nice, too. Nice condo on the plaza. It was very, very nice. I just, no, I wasn't. And I think for me, Rob, there's only a certain amount of places that I want to live, and I don't want to live in Kansas. So, like, if you're looking for a condo and you don't want to live in Kansas and you don't want to live up north, there ain't really a whole lot of different parts of the city that you need to be looking at. So I'm very, very happy with where I'm at. Well, I guess where I'm trying to go. I'm not there yet.
Like I said, let's pump the brakes on happy. Let's see some pin hit paper.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I got to start signing some stuff, 100%. I got to start signing stuff. All right, we'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.